Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. It's your boy, Nick Scarpino, sitting next to your boy, Tim Geddes.
There he is
right there. Tim, I'm going to ask you a question right now.
What's your question?
I don't want you to take it.
I already know where it's
in a bad way.
You already know the answer.
Is it haircut day?
No, a couple days ago was haircut day.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's confusing to me.
Today is, I woke up and I had that decision where I looked in the mirror and I'm like, can I get away with this without showering?
It looks good on
and
camera.
The answer, right? That's the thing. I was looking, I'm like, it doesn't look perfect. No. It has like a coney shape going. Yeah, see, that doesn't look good.
But we always wonder what's going on with you because normally, I know it's haircut day when you come in because you come in and you look exactly, I mean this as the best compliment I've ever said in my entire life, exactly like Justin Timberlake from the very first NSYNC album.
I will take that as a roaring compliment.
My thing is I
have a process. I wake up, all right, and I kind of like feel, I'm like, do I feel any cow licks or whatever it is going on? I'm like, maybe I can get away with this. Then I look in the mirror and I'm like, can I get away with this? Then I pull up my calendar. Yeah. I'm like, how many times am I on camera today?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
How many business meetings do I have where I actually need to look at someone?
That dictates what shoes I wear, by the way. How many times I'm on camera and how wide the shot is. Sometimes I like to wear
I understand
shoes.
That too. Yeah. I know. Like the whole outfit has to come together based on how many shows are. Mondays.
Ugh. Sorry.
What was
Diet Coke? That was a Diet Coke. No, this was coffee, a little bit of Red Bull, and Diet Coke at the same time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a lot of different
artificial
sweeteners.
That's the 2018 party drink.
Not okay.
Boom!
But yeah, it hits that point. Where Mondays for me are morning shows, Games Daily, and one other show usually.
Yeah.
Whether it's MCU Interview, Game Over Grady, something. So I'm like, I gotta look my best on Mondays. So that's the fact. Take it to the bank.
I appreciate that. Take it to the bank.
A big thing happened to me today, Nick.
Give it to me.
Before you get into housekeeping and all that.
Sure.
I've been going to this Starbucks every morning.
Which one do you go?
Most mornings. Like West Portal.
Okay.
West Portal.
It's a good Starbucks.
Because I found a route that isn't that much out of my way. It adds about 4 minutes to my drive, and it adds an additional about 4 minutes of dealing with Starbucks.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, I can budget that, especially when it's one of those days. So now, as of today, they know who I am. Like it's been long enough where the guy just grabbed the Trenta iced coffee and he's like, Black, right? I'm like, yep. And he goes, what's your name again? Even though he's never asked me my name.
Yeah.
But guess what? He'll never forget Tim Geddes.
He'll
never fucking forget that. Now I don't want to go back to the Starbucks ever again. I don't like that type of pressure. What if I want to change my order?
You just got to change it. Here's what you got to do. You got to be stern. When they hand it to you, go, you know what? I don't want that today. And it breaks their little hearts because they take so much pride in knowing who you are.
Man.
Except for the person that I see and interact with every morning, who never remembers me and always asks me way more questions than any Starbucks employee has ever asked me about my drink in the morning.
There's no way, no fucking possible way that a Starbucks employee doesn't remember you.
I don't understand it.
I've seen you talk to literally anybody, bus drivers, and like you... They don't want to talk to you.
No, that's not true. Some of them do. He's got that charm.
No, he's got the charm,
got
for sure.
Charm. Hold on a second.
Nobody wants to talk to him in the beginning. I would say it takes 3 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Two sentences and one look.
Yeah, there's an annoyance factor that they have to get beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't think it's annoyance. It's a breaking down of personal space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, boundaries.
You know what? Personal space is probably not even the right word. It's breaking down the wall between people. Kind of like yesterday, for the first time ever, you broke down.
God, what did I do this time?
The open door bathroom policy.
We
gave it a test on the Game Over Greggy show.
It was a dry run, as they say, and it worked. And
it
I
did.
Want you guys
it
to know
really well.
Here's where it is. I've heard everyone. I get that the open door pee policy may be a violation of certain people's personal space or civil rights, whatever. I get it, okay? So the door will remain closed. But now the new policy is, if I leave the room and there's an interesting conversation going, one of you is getting a call from me from the bathroom, I will mute the phone until I want to interject or until Kevin figures out how to get us the 1970s intercom system from Charlie's Angels.
Dude, I love that.
Say the fucking word.
I want
say
it to be one way, though, so no one... I can't hear... You can't hear what I'm doing unless I depress... The button.
Of course. Say the word.
To depress the button.
Greedy Ears in the chat says, the first thing Nick said to me at KF Prom this year was, quote, don't turn around as he walked behind me. I was okay with it.
Oh, poor greedy ears.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about everything, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Kind of Funny Morning Show, 11 a.m. PT Monday through Friday is how we bring you this joy here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Today, our episode is brought to you by MeUndies and StockX. We will read those ad reads a little later. We're happy to have those two sponsors. But before we get into that, let's get into the nitty-gritty, the real deal, the housekeeping.
What kind of hotel is this?
Two quick pieces of housekeeping news. Kindoffunny.com/EGLX. And shout out to the person, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the episode on Friday, who I went back and read the comments, who was like, I don't understand why it's not kindoffunny.com/EGLX or kindoffunny.com/LEGLXO. And I'm like, because if we did
it, which was a very specific throwback joke
very
to our
specific
Extra Life page,
which I believe is still there. We can go to kindoffunny.com/elshirto.
Yeah.
And it still gets it there.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I just want to make sure that we're being
that so much.
Inclusive, is all I'm saying. Joe.
I can work on it. I have
Please
to edit
don't.
This to add the
Please
Smash
don't.
Brothers. Thing that Tournament. You guys talked about yesterday.
I think it's up.
Oh, where Nick Scarpino challenged one Hungry Box.
Has Hungry Box responded?
No, the coward has not.
Okay, calm down.
Or that I've seen.
Dude, chill out. Like, let's not call people cowards.
I haven't looked at it. And B, people were saying he's not even the best. So I went out of my way to challenge someone who's not even the best.
He is the best. He's the best.
I went out of my
melee.
Way.
He's really good at Smash 4. It's ultimate. It's a whole new world we live in with a brand new attitude. Did I use that joke twice in 2 days? Yes.
There
it's
it
okay,
is.
Though.
So I'm just saying, like, you know, it's whatever. I'm not worried about it. Like, normally before a competition, I have to prepare. I diet correctly. I work out. I might even.
You gotta figure it out, Nick. You got to meet Hungry Box and you got to challenge him and you need to have a match and it needs to be recorded and I need to see it.
I'm putting it out right now. I'm challenging him. We're gonna meet. We are gonna be best friends.
Yeah.
But like all best friends, you have to fight me first.
Yes. That is true.
If you beat me in combat, both are either digital or IRL, you will gain my respect. Mm-hmm. I'm like War Beast from Invincible. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Battle Beast.
Battle Beast is what it is. You'll gain my respect, and then we'll hang out. We'll party.
I love it, dude. I mean, hey, you're making a lot of sense.
So if Hungry Eyes out there wants to fucking party with Big Daddy over here, then you got to put up or shut up. What's his name, Hungry Box?
Hungry Box.
Not
Hungry Eyes, like you called him yesterday, which, like, is it wrong that when you said Hungry Eyes, like, that's what I see in Kevin all the time?
No, that's 100%. If Kevin, somebody needs, look at, whoever put together the Nixcarpedia out there needs to put a Kevin Coelhopedia. I need a Wikipedia for Kevin with all of his pseudonyms on there,
I think
right?
I missed out on the Nixcarpedia.
Oh, you didn't see Nixcarpedia?
Jesus Christ. What do we do here?
That might have been while you were on vacation.
That sounds amazing.
That was a thing. Of course, go to kindoffunny.com/EGLX if you're in the greater Toronto area.
Why, Nick? Why?
Because people hate it. Because people hate it.
But why do it more?
Because
why did I come back to work
it?
Today? It's really the question.
I don't know. We'll get to you in a second. If you guys want to see our schedule, Greg and I will be in Toronto from Friday to Sunday. We got a lot of great stuff going on, including a Smash Bros. Tournament, panel, all sorts of cool stuff. So go check that out. Next up, Kevin, bring this next one up. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Time is of the essence on this. You have until the end of October to get this exclusive movie frame of all of us dressed as Ghostbusters and living the life with Kevin looming over our shoulder and potentially, I don't know what he's doing back there, but I'm into it. Don't look behind you, as Greedy Eyes once said.
No, don't you said that to Greedy Eyes.
That's what he's, what?
You said that to Greedy Eyes.
Great.
I've heard it both ways.
By the way, this is amazing.
I love it.
Let me just for a second talk about how fucking you are so talented, and like, everyone forgets because you're a silly, silly bastard.
Let's put it this way. I don't do myself any services.
It's true. You know? It's true.
I really don't.
But the thing
every
is,
once in a while when I actually try, people go,
oh,
so
shit.
Impressed by
like,
you.
You're really good.
It's like I'm like an old dog whose hips don't work, but he just musters enough energy to run real quick. And I'm
but every once in a while,
he saved himself.
Every once in a while, he kills the rat
yeah,
or
bam,
like kills the goose
it.
Or whatever he has to kill. I don't know.
And then mom and dad are like, he's fixed.
Are they a threat?
And then he just goes back down.
No, damn.
Gooses are not a threat to dogs. No. You're thinking more like a gopher or a rat.
Yeah, but like imagine a dog. Imagine the Nick Scarpino as a dog taking down a goose. Ugh. Like, how would you take down a goose?
Oh, you gotta go. You gotta jump laterally at it.
Uh huh. And then
take it right by the fucking neck.
Right by the fucking
and
neck. See, that's what I was thinking.
Shake it.
I
vigorously.
Was thinking, use your little dog paws to take its fucking neck, crack it, then wrap it in a bow,
yeah.
and tie that shit.
Yeah.
We need to go back to something we were talking about yesterday, Kevin, that I couldn't stop thinking about last night as I was going to bed.
Bear versus gorilla?
The bear versus the gorilla.
Is that really what you wanted to talk about?
It is. Huge question.
Snowbike Mike brought it up yesterday on
hands
his
down, gorilla.
Big question on his Google Hangout, Skype call, whatever the fuck we call them these days on Patreon, that he streamed live to his viewers on Twitch.tv
/
Snowbike Mike.
Snowbike Mike, huge coward. Up until yesterday, when I dared him in front of everyone, all of his peers, and he said, fine, I'll do it. And I could see the fear in the back of his head. But you know what, Mike? Just, I am the fear that pushes you to greatness.
I got a good one, Nick. Give he's a huge coward, but he's my coward.
Ooh.
His name's Mike Howard, for those that don't
Snowed
know
out.
How good that
don't
was.
Do that. Snowed
don't
out, my friend. Don't like that.
What?
He's never said his name publicly. What if it's a secret?
Isn't his fucking...
I'm like, just kidding. I'm fucking around. Yeah, dude, what? I'm messing around.
No, but we were talking about would a gorilla, a silverback gorilla, beat a bear in a fight?
We're assuming this is like a Kodiak bear. What's the biggest bear, Kevin? The Kodiak?
No, dude, it's the grizzly bear.
Is the grizzly the biggest?
Yeah, the California State Bear that's on my shirt. That's right.
Show the people.
California has the best bird and the best bear. What's up? There it is. There it is. Look at it. Look how big he is. I meant the bear. How dare you, Tim? That was it. That's Tim.
That was me. Just what? A simple laugh could just twist what? It all on you so quickly. But like Kevin,
that was not my intent on that.
I'm
one.
Thinking about the thumbs. What's up with these thumbs?
I've explained to you a million times. Bears don't have the same flexibility. Like they don't have the same mobility that our thumb. I mean, I'm sorry.
Gorillas.
Their thumbs. Just kind of are there, like this.
But why?
Because their hands, that's what makes us so special, our thumbs.
These are the only things
fatty,
that separate us
brains.
from the beasts. It's our ability to give
the
people the thumbs
up. The monkeys were
up.
Like us, though.
First of all, they're apes, you son of a bitch. I've told you so many times.
The monkey family, apes.
No, that's the difference.
They're in the primate family.
Orangutans, they're in the primate family. The monkeys
gorillas,
are the little ones.
They can, to be clarified, though, they can grip. They just can't grip like we
I
can,
I believe
right?
They grip like this.
They do the monkey paw?
Yeah.
The sloth
thumb,
paw?
The thumb, mostly decorative.
I thought they could. They can pick shit up, though, with the thumb, though, can't they?
Yeah, but they can't
but
do
like
this.
Not,
this
not
is
like
the difference,
they're not like typing
the question
sonnet.
That we had is, can the gorillas gouge out the eyes
definitely
of the bear
not,
using their thumbs.
I don't
thumbs.
Think they have that kind of like thought process.
Well, first
to
off,
go for that
they eyes. Could if they wanted to just use the other fingers. They do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, but that's not as like visual.
No, you know what I mean? This thing.
But I mean, Kevin, you don't need to be able to control your thumbs as long as they have them.
Tim, what don't you understand?
He brings a good point though,
look,
Kevin. Look at this. Watch. That's all I have to do.
This is what an ape can't do.
Yeah, but he can do this.
Okay.
Do you see this?
But you see what you're doing? You're
great
going like this
nipples
first
out of his
and then poking.
And just push into the eye of the bear.
He doesn't have the muscle
dexterity. Let me ask you this, Kevin. You fucking smart ass. If you were a gorilla and had to gouge out a bear's eyes with your thumbs, would you find a way?
First of all, I would not gouge out a bear's eyes. That's stupid. I would just rip his face off.
I think you'd find a way.
I'd rip his face off like great apes often do.
They do. They go straight. They
straight
rip the face
for the
off.
Fucking face, and then they just rip
Google,
it off.
Have you ever seen an ape but without the hair?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Any animal without the hair is.
This
disgusting.
This is what I want you to say. I want you to show
no,
this to Tim, so he understands the girth and
the
muscular.
Great ape without hair.
Yeah, it's intense.
I want to see it.
It's
I also
insane.
Want to see a bear without hair.
I don't know if there is such a thing.
There
would
is,
a bear without hair be there sick. If you Googled it without care?
Because I feel like we'll bring this up in a second. Here's a lot of people in the chat are. It's a very divisive question because a lot of people are saying. There it
I'm
is.
Not getting too much.
No?
What is going on with this ass?
That's a prolapsed butt.
Don't show that.
I'm not showing that.
Ooh.
So these are chimps.
Yeah, those are chimps. Type in gorilla, hairless gorilla.
Ooh, I don't like
right,
it.
Oh, you did.
I mean, but like this is...
Holy shit.
No, you got... There's like one picture specifically
oh,
where you can
oh,
see
whoa,
how they're jacked.
Whoa, did not expect whoa. You to do that transition. But
they're
yeah.
jacked. That's, look at his forearms.
Okay.
Those are all muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, pure
but.
Muscle.
I'm Team Bear because obviously the grizzly bear would win in this situation.
Oh, no, dude.
But yes. I just, okay, so here's the thing. I just looked it up and I was like, how, I don't even know how big an average bear or a gorilla is.
700 pounds, right?
So the average grizzly bear is 600 pounds. The average gorilla weighs like 300 pounds. You're saying that he's going to take something that's twice as big as him?
Absolutely.
No way.
Here's the thing
about it. Gorillas are trained fighters.
Well, yeah, that's a, like,
I feel like bears are too.
Definitely not.
Bears,
like,
are bears are the sharks of the land.
No, man.
They're the sharks of the land.
Guys,
no, but they're like tigers are.
Here's the thing. Gorillas are legit evil. Like a gorilla understands how to inflict pain and then hurt your feelings about it. Bears do not. Bears only accidentally inflict pain.
Or go for the kill.
They also eat you from the butthole out.
Absolutely, every time.
Bears do.
Every time. That's a fact.
I don't know why.
That's a fact. That's where they start. Because they can smell it.
Also, you can't.
Is that a fact?
No. Oh.
Something I heard a lot.
I thought the show was trying to be educational every once in a while, but no, it's just a lot of butt jokes.
The thing is this: I legitimately want to know. Like, I want if there was like a scientist that we could call or a zoologist that we could call. Do you know any zoologist friends that work at the San Francisco Zoo?
I don't.
It's actually really upsetting that we don't have any.
It's weird because this would be a perfect. If I knew we were going to prep for this, I would have called a zoologist. Well, let's call the zoo right now.
You guys, like, we have to like think of the future. If any best friends out there know anyone that works at the San Francisco Zoo, please put us in contact with them. We need to make friends with a zoologist.
I'm just telling them that we need to borrow a spare cage.
Nope.
One of their bears. And one of their gorillas.
So that's the thing. Like, you've seen a grizzly bear. You've gone to the California.
I've seen the grizzly bear, yes.
You've also seen the gorilla. Is the gorilla not significantly more intimidating?
I don't know.
I've seen gorilla all the way.
I don't want to fight either of them. Second off, here's a more important question. Lion or gorilla?
That's a tricky one.
That's a hard one.
Here's
right?
the thing.
Lion moves fast.
He's got those muscles. Bears
lion is a natural
muscles.
Hunter.
Are you They're guys aware furry. That ostriches have been known to kill lions by kicking them in the jaw and breaking their jaw?
You ever seen that video of a dog stepping up to a fucking... Or like, not the dog, there are dogs, but like, you ever seen the honey badger fucking stepping up to a goddamn lion?
No.
Straight up stepping up.
Yeah?
Like this. And Lion's like, damn.
All right, dog. I ain't fucking with you.
I don't know what's up
today.
You can find those videos, people.
Kevin, do me a favor. Just go to Google and type in gorilla versus
bear.
There's a lot of people like that have shitty, like, incorrect, like size-wise thumbnails.
Let's see. This is fun. This is great. Where are we at? Let's click on that first video right there.
Oh my god, wait, hold on. Gorilla versus bear.net is not what you'd hope it is. Damn it.
No shit. Someone was like, really? He thought, like, you gotta really be careful Google image searching hairless bear.
Is a bear stronger than a
good point. Good point. You're gonna get some, all sorts of variety on that one when it comes to
the
it.
The people also ask one. Drill down on that.
Wait, is that Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah.
Look, oh yeah, he'll know.
But we shouldn't watch that video. That's
why it's Discovery. They're not going to claim us.
It's Nat Geo.
See?
Nat Geo is not going to claim us. They're not going to claim anyone.
Damn. See, that is quite. I mean, although who the fuck is this fact coming from Quora.com?
Like, did you read this? Okay, it's true that the size alone doesn't equal strength. Sometimes a smaller animal is stronger than a bigger one. That is not one of those cases. Pound for pound, a bear doesn't have as much muscle as a gorilla, but the bear is so much larger and stronger than a gorilla that it doesn't matter.
That's such bullshit.
It's such bullshit, dude.
I mean, bears are strong.
Team bear.
Wait, there is bigger and stronger. There's literally there's a perfect video right there. I'm sure nothing's wrong with that. I'm sure that's 100% how it goes.
I watched
that. Looks. Yes, this is starting off amazingly. It's just starting off with dogs. Viralable.
This is just.
No, it's not gonna. Damn, look at that. He just pushed a fucking tree down.
Different traits between
them. See, look,
them.
No. This is a scientific video. It's trying to understand.
4 stars. Oh my god!
Shit!
The bear just caught.
Show the people what the fuck just happened.
Just show them this.
We ain't never seen shit like that before, Jeff.
He just stood someplace and a fish jumped into his mouth.
Yeah.
Frankly, I'm impressed by the fish.
Do you have that much power? Can you just make a fish jump into your mouth? Because I can't.
Look at how happy these guys look.
I'm going to watch this video later. I am actually fascinated by this question.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
I don't like that the bear is getting all the points.
Bears are big, dude. They're strong.
Dude, I get it, but it's like WWE. It's like, okay, you're the big, strong guy. That doesn't mean you're going to win when Rey Mysterio comes in all flippy-dippy.
Training in Muay Thai. Like, look at
his
butt.
Yes, though. When you see gorillas move, you're just like, oh my God, this motherfucker knows what he's doing.
What's that?
But people in wrestling aren't twice the size of their opponents.
Yes, they are. All the time.
Wrestling is also fake.
But I was going to say, important distinction to make, wrestling is fake.
Yes.
So... It's sports entertainment. I don't want to say because the second you say wrestling is fake, someone's getting all pissed off.
It's 3 to 5 stars intelligent one.
Look at how he's using his thumb.
Yeah, dude. Not only is he using his thumb, he's using fucking fire.
Look at that. He's like,
look at that. That bear's just, I'm Yogi. Where's my picnic basket?
We have hit an all-time
skill.
We have hit an all-time high on the
show.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Yeah, they move fast.
Damn. He had laser eyes.
This is the best. Oh, there we go. See, this is what you're talking about.
Scrappy. The moment I see the gorillas fucking move, I'm like, oh yeah, no, they got this.
See,
shit.
I just feel like a gorilla.
God, dude, did you see that?
What did he do?
Dragging away a human being.
Yeah, they don't fuck around, man. Here's what I'm thinking. I think the gorilla's just not going to step up. I think he's not going to engage with something that big. He's not stupid.
Dude,
that gorilla's going to look at that bear and he's going to be like, I'm just going to run away, bro.
You can't smile
at that one. He's cold.
Yeah, that one.
It's like he was naked.
That's like the Tim of gorillas. Like
that was. That one was like,
I'm not saying any gorilla could take down any bear.
All right, Kevin. We're going to have to table this discussion.
All right.
Because we're going to have to get to the bottom of this. Maybe we'll continue part two of the all-important bear versus gorilla discussion on tomorrow's morning show. But for today, a quick tip reminder. Give me the tip thingy.
Give me your fucking mic!
Goddamn video. I don't know why I can't just say video. Everything's a graphic except for that one. The tip video is all
tip
I have
video,
to say.
Dude.
Or the tip top. Clip.
Or make it a graphic.
Whatever. If you guys want to tip us at the $5 above level or the 500 cheers above level, we'll take those cheers and we will read them out loud. K-R-A Krajuki says, here's a fun clip I believe can truly best Phil Collins' deer. Sound required. Love you guys and everything you do. Shout out to Snowbike Mike. Snowed out. Kevin will look at that, and as you know, if he doesn't like it, he will throw it out. And that's where it's going to go.
Nick, it's tricky.
Let's see. Holy Noel gave us 500 cheers. Is that you? Is that you? Joey?
Huh?
Okay. I'm just sneaky.
So it's real quick, it's a 35-second video. I don't know what it's going to do, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Let me read this real quick, and then we're going to watch that. How's that sound?
Okay.
He says, Nick, put the belt on the line and show the world who is the one true champ. Portillo, Nick, no, it's me. That's who it is.
Those are supposed to be emojis.
I understand that, yeah.
Nick, for God's sakes, please don't lose the belt. There's someone that we will never be able to beat.
Listen here, greedy eyes. Hungry box?
Yes.
That's it.
Hungry eyes, come at me. That's all I'm saying. What are you afraid of? This? Or the twins? Is one not enough for you? Because I got two.
See, gorillas might not be able to use their thumbs, but Nick Scarpino can.
That's the
when
he
wraps
barely.
Those
that's
things,
the real question.
When he wraps those things around a GameCube controller, God. Hungry box, you better be fucking watching, okay?
You better be hungry, sir.
All right, let's watch
Because I'm
this
serving thing. Up a hot dish. So you know, what's up? Okay, let's watch this. Cats are the fucking devil.
I love
the
song. You know what's coming.
Yeah. Yep. Some explosive is about to happen.
Any second. Now.
Okay.
It's too long.
No. It's build up. That's pretty amazing. Oh no. Oh my God! Where did it go? Why are we
touching it? Nick!
Dude, that was a perfect fun clip. Double the length of a normal one, but it was double
good
the
build
worth
up.
It.
Because
it was good build good up. Build the up. Payoff was worth it. And how the fuck did the music match that well?
It's perfect. It was perfect. That is the kind of perfection.
The cat did the corgi flop. Like.
But it looked like it was trying to jump to the next balcony.
Definitely.
And then wussed out halfway through and just did like a, oh no. Like, you know when I get to a joke that I'm like, nope, don't do that? And then I just fall down?
Yeah. Seen it many times.
Like. Kind of what it felt like. All right, everyone, we'll check back on tips in just a second. Right now we're going to run through some quick news stories that I find interesting. And we'll see if you do too. Kevin, give us the graphic. The news. Saw this up on /film, thought this was interesting, thought I'd throw it your way and see if you had a take on it. Original Aladdin screenwriter isn't happy about the lack of compensation for a live-action remake. I will paraphrase, Terry Rossio is one of the people who wrote the original Aladdin. And he says, so strange, literally, the only word spoken in the new Aladdin trailer happens to be a rhyme that my writing partner and I wrote, and Disney offers zero compensation to us or to any screenwriters on any of these live-action remakes, not even a t-shirt or a pass to the park. This is important because all he wants is a pass, a lifetime pass to the park.
I get it, dude.
And Disney apparently, because of their original deal, was like, we don't have to compensate you for this.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's weird, right?
It is, but it's also that's the way contracts are written, right?
A lifetime, Disneyland pass?
I think that...
Chill the fuck out, dude. We'll give you 10 years,
he's
maybe.
He's not asking for it. Yeah. And he's literally just being like, we don't even get shit. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He did his job. He's done, dude.
Yeah, and you know, it's we're in a different era now with how rights work and royalties and people owning their own like futures with that type of stuff. Yeah. Like you look a lot at the music industry and how so many artists didn't own the rights to their own music and like are now just getting them back or paying ridiculous amounts to be able to make money off of them. I feel like this is a similar situation. I don't know where the right and wrong falls into this.
I mean, I think that as far as legality is concerned, Disney's in the right. Mm-hmm. They signed this contract. There was nothing that stipulated if they remake this movie, they have to compensate the person. But he goes, the funnier thing was he was apparently evidently a writer on Pirates of the Caribbean as well. And they did give him a lifetime pass for that, and then they revoked it. It was just like sad.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Let's see, he said, in reply to one of the tweets, said, I mean, someone replied to his tweet, I mean, the lifetime pass at Disney really seems like the bare minimum they could do, and they could take your picture, either Genie or Jack Sparrow, and use it as promotional purposes. Seems like that would be a win-win. Terry Rocio said, iron is that, I guess maybe ironic, is that Disney did award me, myself, and other writers lifetime pass right around when they opened Shanghai Disney, when an entire land devoted to Pirates of the Caribbean at no compensation, then they took the lifetime pass away.
Man,
give him a pass.
Getting shorter. Just give him a pass.
Come on, this
somebody bounce with Kevin and fucking give
just
them a pass.
Just let him pass. This guy wrote half my youth, for Christ's sake. Joey, what do you got?
It's an $800 pass, maybe $1,000. Like
a year.
A year.
For one.
That's $100,000 for an average life.
That is a lot of money, actually.
He's not 0 years old when he wrote Aladdin.
I guess you're right.
It's maybe $40,000 worth.
It's a lot of money, Joe.
Here's how I'm going to mediate this.
Is it more than the rights?
I want a pass.
Here's what I would say. No free pass. No free pass.
I don't want to buy anything.
Lifetime supply of churros.
I'd rather the pass.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't like the churros?
They're cheap.
They're always dry.
They're cheap.
Always dry.
I do like the churros.
He should ask for, if he really wants to ball out, he should ask for Club 33 for a lifetime. Because that gives you also Disneyland access.
I guess that he made Aladdin, but it's not like he made Hercules. Everyone chill the fuck out.
Oh.
No. Don't your mouth to God's ears. Don't make my two favorite children fight, Kevin.
Oh, they're going at it.
Does anyone need the twins?
And one of them's a fucking god.
Who here, and I know the answer is only going to be Joey, remembers the epic crossover that happened in the mid-90s when it was the Aladdin animated series crossing over with the Hercules animated series. And Aladdin and Hercules hung out.
I don't remember that.
Google it, Kevin. It happened.
Let's watch it, Kevin.
God, the Aladdin, both shows were
for all animated series, I remember being dope. Even Little Mermaid.
I don't think they were, though. That was the problem.
No, you're just an old...
The animated series?
Yeah.
They were always like, that always just felt thin.
Well, that's just because the animation... Was not good. Garbage. But there was heart.
That's fair. That's fair. What do we got here? Hercules versus Aladdin?
I think it's versus.
That's what the clip says.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I doubt they fight. Because I feel like Hercules wins
that
fight
pretty
easily.
But that's how it always goes. Right?
Oh, they start off
and then they realize they're friends.
He's chasing him with his wind.
See, dude, this shit is canon.
That's so cool.
Robin Williams was involved for some of it.
Who played the little goat guy?
Danny DeVito?
Danny DeVito.
Was that Danny DeVito?
It is, in fact.
That's excellent.
Not just, in the animated series, though.
Wait, are you sure?
Who was he?
I'm pretty sure.
Danny DeVito does a lot of TV stuff. Like, he made it big on that show with the taxis, right?
With Taxi?
Yeah. No, the show with the... With
Did you know that the voice of Megatron, Frank Welker, also was a Boo?
Yes.
I did not know that.
It's true.
That he did the voice for the little monkey?
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
And
man, he's got range.
He does.
He's got range. Kev,
yeah, what's up,
let's
dude?
Bring up this next news story. Have you ever seen a movie called Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
I did.
Holy shit, that movie terrified me when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was
and
scary.
And now sci-fi has the rights to that in Critters, and they're remaking
great
all of the things great that terrified me when I was a child. This movie comes from Blood of Disgust, or this story comes from Blood of Disgusting. Sci-fi to remake Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Critters films. Exclusive. They've got the rights, and they're thinking about remaking them. And I don't like this at all, Kevin.
I don't like it either, man.
Don't like it.
We should fight it somehow.
Clowns are terrifying, and I'm hoping that the same group that got pissed off with It gets pissed off with these people and just shuts this production down.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to say right now.
We're done.
That's what I'm going to
say. Wrap it up. Go right home.
Now. Wait, nobody shut down It?
Shut them down.
You couldn't shut down It because it was too big, but Killer Clowns from Outer Space, I feel like, is a good target. I feel like you could easily get this shut down with just the most lame of Twitter campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Stop clowning around.
Stop clowning around, ladies and gentlemen. All right, next news story. It's just one of those days.
I get it,
so we are all aware it was not Danny DeVito in the show. In the cartoon. I looked it up.
In the cartoon?
Yeah.
No, but he did the voice for the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sorry, to clarify, the show he was on was called Taxi.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the show about the taxis was Taxi.
Fine. I thought you were talking about Robert De Niro's classic.
There's a lot of things called Taxi, and if anyone brings in the Jimmy Fallon, Queen Latifah movie, I swear to God, I'll lose it. I'll lose it. We don't talk about that here.
We don't. We talk about Crazy Taxi.
Which was Crazy Taxi? Was that the game?
Video game, yeah. With the Offspring.
It's a good one.
I just watched Man on the Moon, which was the Jim Carrey biopic about Andy Warhol. No, Andy Kaufman.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I forgot they remade scenes of that with the original Taxi cast. Without Danny DeVito, because Danny DeVito played the manager in that. It's weird.
It's weird.
It was cool, though.
Yeah.
A lot better of a movie than I remember it being.
I was really little when I watched it, and I didn't understand it at all.
I'll be honest with you. I watched it a week ago, and I'm like, I still don't understand Andy Kaufman. He is one of those weird provocateurs that I feel like I'm just like, I just don't, I get what he's going for, but I just don't understand the relevancy, and I don't get why, I mean, yeah. He was like the original shit talker. Like he was like, or the original troll.
Yeah. You don't understand the intent.
Weird news. Did you see this, by the way?
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
No. I don't mean that. I'll bring it in for a very specific reason. Go ahead and pull this up.
There it is.
Mark Hamill and what killed Skywalker in The Last Jedi. Not bringing this up to talk bad of The Last Jedi. And bringing it up, if you go into the Twitter feed, to show that there is a budding bromance between Mark Hamill and Kinda Funny's own, Gary Whitta.
Oh, yes.
And I love this very, very much. Says, is this one of your comics, Gary? This guy responded. Gary Whitta said, yep, thanks for the tweet, Mark. Mark said, great work, Gary. I should have given you credit. At Gary Whitta. I like to believe the hangout.
I like to believe that, too. Gary's a very secretive man. You know what I mean? You talk to him, you ask him questions, and he does that thing where he doesn't even tell you, I can't answer that. He just looks at you, and then looks away.
Yeah.
And then steals my LaCroix and walks out.
My favorite thing Gary does, and I've said this before, but I think it's worth reiterating, is that he sometimes just pops by when he's in the neighborhood, and he'll be wearing like shorts or like some sweatpants, and he doesn't even talk to anyone. He just goes in the back, gets in the case of LaCroix,
leaves,
and then just puts it in his Tesla and leaves.
Did we ever figure out if the reason that Gary called Greg during the Ghostbusters party mode recording is because he drove by and saw us walking around like idiots?
No, we never looked into it.
I'm gonna assume that's.
I assume that was the reason. When does that go live? We haven't done a full edit on that yet, right?
We're waiting to get it approved.
Yeah, just like I gotta get the approvals for
that. It has been edited, and it's great.
I'm V excited about that.
Why are you V excited, Nick, and not very?
That's how the kids say it, man.
It is. It's true.
Is it really?
Joey, I say it all the time.
They do.
Well, I type it out. I don't say it.
Yeah, but if you say it, it's even cooler. Because then you're saving people time IRL.
I've heard that one both ways.
I've heard of both, by the way. How was El Paso, by the way?
It was good.
Yeah?
El Paso, way bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Way bigger?
Ambulance on our side.
Yeah. If you can hear that.
If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, that ambulance is on our side. If you're listening to it on iTunes, congratulations. You figured out how your phone works. There you go. What is it on SoundCloud? You got to subscribe? No, subscribing is iTunes. SoundCloud is a follow. Give us a follow. Give it to us.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it is. It's a follow. All right.
Denny Blanco says, Tim and Nick, the Titanic 2 will set sail in 2022. Are you going to go and vlog it?
Wait, they're actually launching a new Titanic? Like an actual sailboat?
One of the fucking funniest.
It's not a sailboat.
Excuse me, an actual cruise ship?
One of the funniest YouTube videos, or not YouTube, internet videos I ever saw in the early days of internet videos was a trailer for Titanic 2, where they took a bunch of footage from other movies that Leonardo DiCaprio was in and edited it together. And that was back when that was a novel idea. And they used a lot of Catch Me If You Can footage. And they made, like, the trailer starts off with like an almost Han Solo-esque, like him in ice. It's like after 100 years and you see him rise out of the water.
I remember
and the rest is just him on the run.
That's like amazing. Having my mind blown by that, like, oh my gosh, they're doing it.
Yeah.
And it was like the coolest thing ever, and then everyone was so scared.
Oh, it's so fucking
funny.
Wait,
did you actually think it was a real thing?
Yeah, back in the day, nobody really did that.
There was a brief time where people would make those fake trailers, right? And I just think it's insidious. I think if you're doing that as like an April Fool's joke or some sort of prank where you're trying to fool people with fake trailers, get a fucking life.
I hate you so much.
Get like, a life, IGN.
I hate you.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Do people know about the fact that you like worked on a bunch of them?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. They'll figure it out. Kev, you got to dangle a little suspicion in front of people.
I don't like Nick saying dangle at all.
Dangle it.
Wait, I have a question. What kind of campaign do I have to start for you guys to send me on this Titanic 2 to vlog it in 2022?
What type of what?
Campaign.
Oh.
Let me ask you this question. How'd that New York meet and greet go?
The one that you guys wouldn't let me go to, that one?
There you go. So you just answered your question with your own answer.
But we have 3 years to plan this one.
It's going the same route as the Titanic one.
That's fine. I'll fly to England first.
For Liverpool?
Well, there's been a lot of global warming. There's no icebergs left. First off, if you can get Cool Greg out to see The Cursed Child in New York, you can go to Titanic.
Oh, done.
We have to figure out how it's not going to cost the company anything.
I will only allow you to go on Titanic 2 if you exclusively walk through the halls and go, oh, oh, oh,
and sing.
You know what
I would do by myself without any stipulations.
Okay, I'm gonna admit something to you. This is the circle of truth right now. It kills me that I love Titanic as much as I do.
Why?
Because I want to make fun of it so badly.
Why?
Because it's so absurd,
but it's
perfect. So good.
Nick, the key about Titanic is it's two movies. And I don't just mean two VHS tapes.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was two VHS tapes.
An amazing romantic movie, and it's also an amazing disaster movie.
Yeah, it's great.
And like, you can just end the first VHS, and it's kind of a happy ending.
Yeah, it's great.
They get their fuck on.
Yeah.
It's all good. There's the hand. You know what I mean?
God, that was nasty.
That was also amazing right there.
That was nasty.
Somebody give that
Everyone out. Remembers the hand.
But yeah, dude, it was just like the drama. You're like one of your French girls. There was so much just fucking steam.
You get
like
Bill Paxton in
there's the scene of them
socials?
Dancing and spitting, and it's just, and she does the like ballerina thing. God, Titanic's fucking
it's
good.
Great.
And
it's
it has
great.
The song. Not only does it have the song, it also has the
It's got everything. It's great, got everything.
Dude. When we were in Disneyland in Tokyo Sea, it's like port themed, and they have like a giant Titanic-esque cruise liner, and on the inside there's like this cocktail bar. And I was just walking around behind Gia doing that. And
of course, it
never got old to me. No. I don't know if it got old to her.
Similar to how if you go on Titanic 2 and you either sing that or any Celine Dion song, anyone, are you a player right now? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was looking at the chat, I have a question for Tim.
Sure.
Did you ever go to the Titanic exhibit that they had at Great America?
Of course.
I went to that thing so many times, and we would like kind of rush through the rest of the exhibit. If you didn't grow up in the Bay Area, they had like the costumes and set pieces. But the best part was the end when you ended in this room that had the heart of the ocean, and it was just playing the Celine Dion music video around.
Great America, man. There was a moment in time there where it's like they had all the Paramount rights, so it's like you just walk through and it would just be like all these movie props and stuff. And it was magical, man.
I don't think I've ever been.
Magical.
The greatest.
So much fun.
Great America's not Magic Mountain, is it?
No.
No, that's Six Flags.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever been to a Great America.
Well, there was only one Great America.
There still is.
Yeah.
It's not Paramount's Great America. Now it's California's Great America. And it went from being essentially Nickelodeon land to being Snoopy land. And
yeah.
Like,
well, and they had to change the like Top Gun ride isn't Top Gun anymore, and it's sad.
Now it's really like
sad. Flight Gun,
Flight Deck is what it's called.
Here's my question for you: when is Cool Greg's birthday?
February 22nd, 23rd.
How do we somehow? Do you remember? Okay, here's my second question, follow up question. But trust me, this sounds like a non sequitur, but they lead into each other. Have you seen the original series 18?
The original series?
Yeah, do you remember
I'm
or familiar. The movie? Or the movie.
Yes.
With Rampage Jackson and Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Cool Greg is our B.A. Baracus in this office?
Mm-hmm.
In that he doesn't like to leave, he doesn't like to fly, any of that stuff.
Uh-huh. But
how do we drug him and then have him wake up in Harry Potter Land at Universal Studios for his birthday?
We were going to go in like 2 weeks, but someone fucked up that plan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we should make this happen. Yeah. We're like, we have to trick him into thinking that it's a work trip, and then when he gets there, we make sure everyone at Universal Studios knows his name and treats him like he's in Harry Potter.
Yeah, we don't say surprise though. We say
Wingardium Leviosa
or whatever,
and then everyone carries him around the rest of the time.
Aloha,
Mora. Isn't that the spell to open the lock?
Yeah, dude, that is 100% that. Like,
mine made more sense
for a while.
You're elevating him.
And I'm sorry, Cool Greg's lock screen was Aloha Mora, and he'd swipe up.
Pretty so dope. Cool.
That is amazing.
So that is cool. Pretty.
Hopefully, not anymore though.
Pretty dope.
Now you can hack his phone. No, let's go back to tips.
It's not like a word you type. It just was an image that said that.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Would swipe on that.
There it is. Oh, my God.
Oh, baby. Here we
See,
go.
That's nice.
Is it too black, though?
It's too black.
It's the symbiote suit. I feel like you can, Ghostbuster.
You can wash it and dry it a bunch of times, and it'll... Oh, by the way, this is for a pocket knife, not for a pen.
Pocket knife?
Yeah.
People too close to your dick. Way too close to your dick.
No, the reason why someone in the chat told me...
cut your straps off.
...was to cut your straps if you get hung on a tree. So you can just reach down and grab it and go... Psh.
It's like pocket knife. I went with an XL because my
other Nobody uses it anymore.
Though. I went with an XL for this one.
You look good.
What's the proper word for camel toe?
Camel toe.
Do I have a camel toe going on there?
Ball toe.
I feel like I got some ball toe there.
No,
it's a moose knuckle for men.
But moose knuckle.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it. It's just.
But is it? I feel like. I mean, it's definitely touching things.
Yeah, it's fine though.
It does like the black.
I wouldn't know that those are your balls.
Okay.
Let me see. Well, I mean, that's the problem. It's like it's.
I mean, this is me standing up like this. That's giving fine. Tension there, right? I'm wearing my pants underneath, so that's another thing.
There's so many wrinkles going on.
The big question is, what's that made of?
You don't have 3 wieners.
It's good, I think, but if that shrinks a little bit, you might.
The khaki one's never shrunk. It's as big as
this one looks a little thinner than the khaki one. It is thin. I like it though. I'm gonna try it on after you.
Okay. That's a good point. You can just keep
it. I might be able to keep it. What's this thing? I don't understand. Does it break?
No, because like the khaki one, right? You strap it in there tight, you give yourself a waist.
I see.
But this one I'm too fat for. I can't even do.
Why is someone in the chat talking about Balto 2 Wolf Quest?
So you're supposed to do like that and bring it around.
Yeah, that's like a deep pull.
What do we think?
I like it.
Yeah.
But you do have to, you're going to have to wash it a few times to get the
color.
To get the color correct.
To get it grayer.
And I feel like that might shrink it up a little bit.
This is the black one, right?
This is black, yeah.
Okay. And so you have a grayer one coming.
No. We almost ordered the navy one.
Oh, interesting.
But we talked out when we put them side by side.
I'm blown away by how black this is.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's impossibly black.
It's impossibly black. Now I'm thinking the navy one.
Because I feel like
it's a bad idea.
How do I see my junk? That's too dark.
Oh, man. No, I don't. No, you're fine sitting.
Well, you know, that just looks
You're
casual.
So wrinkly. The moose knuckle and, like, camel toe
but
only
again,
matters.
It's not even about, oh, do I have a moose knuckle? It's just, is it comfortable? I feel like I can't, if I do this, I'm all in it.
When are the Ghostbusters doing that, though?
Well, I'm putting on my pack and doing all my things, right? I'm going to have to worry about it then. Oh, no. Jury's out.
All right.
But I'll keep it. You can try it on.
Here's my thing is... The only real way to know is you get the bigger one and you try it on, and which one you're more comfortable in.
Yeah. I mean, I think, here's the thing. I think if you go, or you can't wash it.
You do not go bigger than this.
I gotta yell at Sony. I gotta yell at Sony about our party mode. When the party mode goes live, that's the best that suit's ever looked. I'm doing a great job. I pulled these things tight, and like I think I'm breathing in it. You know what I mean? You think this is the right size, though?
Yeah.
No,
it's so wrinkly already. Like, this is baggy. You can't go baggier than this.
I'm gonna go take off my pants.
You should roll off
your pants. Your pants on underneath?
Yeah,
you can't.
You can't wear pants.
Well, I didn't hear that key detail. And yeah, you can't wear pants. Take them off, come back in.
When you walk, yeah, you can tell that it's your balls.
God, I hope the microphone picked that one up.
Oh,
this is one of those weird ones.
I said that into the mic.
That we're gonna end up calling Bear versus Gorilla. Who would win? Let's see. Randomize has given us a tip and said, feeling really down right now. My relationship with a girl I love so much may be at an end. She has been struggling with a lot of issues recently, and she has been pushing me further and further away. Need some love from the KF crew and friends. I'm sorry about that. That's a hard situation to deal with.
Send randomize some love.
DJ Kento said, enjoy this fun clip of an angry raccoon who's just not going to take the human shit. Love you guys. I feel like I hope that passes.
I'm not gonna lie, guys. Raccoons make me uncomfortable.
I love them.
I love raccoons.
I love them too, but like they're also evil.
They're nature's dog. Foe.
They get rabies. They're not nature's dog.
They're nature's dog.
They're nature's like weak badgers.
Everyone knows if you see a raccoon, pet a raccoon. That's the saying.
If you see a raccoon, pet a raccoon.
I feel like that's going to be really good. Kev, hold on to that one. Flying Chicken 48 has given us 500 cheers. And finally, DJ Kento gave us our final tip. We're going to call tips right now. He says, hey, Nick, you owe it to yourself to watch Jim and Andy now. It's all this insane behind-the-scenes footage when they made Man on the Moon. And wow, Jim Carrey crosses over into crazy asshole territory. Worth the watch. I have seen it. It's very, very good. And yes, he crossed the line very, very, very much into that. So much so that apparently Jerry the King Lawler actually punched him really hard during that scene on Letterman, and a little too hard, but that's what it goes. We just had one more 500 cheers come in. Aradinverse? No? I don't know. In celebrating of Scarpino season, I hereby decree it's Scarpino season. Let's all try to be more like Nick this season. Do what you gotta do.
It's the season to believe in.
Kevin?
Yo.
I feel like this got a laugh out of you.
Yeah.
You ready?
I just didn't expect to go where it did. I'm not gonna start at the beginning.
No, it's fine.
Just for context, the dude's batting at this thing, this little box.
Okay.
Because I'm sure that there's a raccoon in it. He's trying to get it out. Get out.
Oh, there he is. Pet him. Pet him. First off, this guy's wearing shorts, and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's fucking dumb.
Because that raccoon goes straight for his beautifully tanned legs.
Fixing.
Oh! Oh, my God. I hope he comes back. Yeah, he's coming back. Fuck you.
Yeah! Fuck you, you asshole.
Fuck that shit. No.
Get fucked.
Wait, it's still going.
Is it still going? You hear the raccoon God, the just kids. Eating the man alive?
No, you hear the kids yelling, Daddy.
Get out of here.
All right, that's enough.
Dude, hold on. Can we watch it again just when he does the stupid little like?
Looks good. Yeah, it looks good now.
Come watch, Andrea. Come watch.
No, Kevin, start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Because, it's only... No, go all the way back. I want to see the full effect.
Why? But, like, there's 10 seconds I cut off for you.
There we are. You gotta get the build-up.
You don't.
Instead of showing us the build-up, Kevin, you just explained it.
Is that right?
For 6 seconds.
Yeah.
I saved you guys 2 seconds.
This is gonna go terribly, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't go well. I'll tell you that.
Look at his little face, though.
Oh no, trash panda.
Trash panda.
Oh no.
Fuck up.
Can you show him his boss? Did you guys see Incredibles 2?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
The baby
fight. That is the best scene ever made in any movie ever.
So good.
It's hugging. It's no. I gotta get a bigger size.
What are you talking about?
Why? It's all up in my business down there. I can't. Yeah, Andrea knows.
Where is your business?
It's
I don't
right
understand.
There getting it.
Don't.
All right.
Don't.
What?
What's your what?
It's because he's so tall. He's
exactly.
Long
I'm pulling
torso.
It. I'm pulling
pull
it.
It. Pull it.
I'm
down.
Happier with it. I like
pull
my.
It down.
I have a 2X. I like 2X. Now here's my
pull
thing.
Pull it down. No, it fits in the legs. It fits in this.
Yes, I know. But you've
good.
Seen me in the other one. Do you look in the other one and say, "God, Greg, you look terrible"?
I would not have thought to look at your choach if you
no,
didn't
no,
point
no,
it out
my
to
choach,
everyone.
Not my choach. I mean the rest of it.
No.
Like I'm in a 2X all the other times. You didn't even know.
What? I mean, you look good. You look good in it. Sure. But I like things more fitted.
Me too. I think this is the right answer. The other one's baggy.
Yeah, I know, but like, what do you want me to do with the, what do you want me to do?
I say, you got a table, you buy the other one, you got to put them side by side, well, A, B it.
All right,
you got to do what I do with my wife, you take a picture of one, take a picture of the other, A, B it.
Here's the next question.
Yeah.
Look at the confidence monitor, right?
Yeah.
Look at it in this light. Like, it is impossibly black, I'll give you. However, it looks gray on the thing. Like, it looks grayer.
It's lighter, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and also it's 55% cotton, 45% polyester.
If you dry, here's the deal.
Totally interesting.
Here's what I would tell you.
Yeah, right? If I dry it. Yeah.
Buy the bigger one,
yeah,
dry the shit out of it, cool. And shrink it down.
Do you want this one?
I'll try it on afterward.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
They're talking about his fucking choice.
Okay.
Because if I have to dry it and do it too. I might need it. Here, we're gonna pin this
up. Is your belt at your waist?
I mean, it's on the top of my gut. This would be like my other waist.
No,
got
you
it.
You don't want
to
have the belt down.
Now I'm starting to understand your dongle situation a bit more.
Right.
I was
see,
like,
I
how
like
is your dick that low?
Push the belt down. Push the belt down, and let's use this up a little bit. That's where
thank
it needs to be.
God, that Coke
that's sexy.
Where it is.
All right, I'm going to order the bigger one. Right. But I just think I'm going to get the same color. I like this black.
Oh. Put it back. We can see the whole show now.
Right?
Jesus.
Whole show.
There Kevin, is. Do you like this black? Because I don't want it to be blue.
Yeah,
I agree that it's a very navy uniform.
I like the black.
I like the black too. All right, cool. I'm gonna order the bigger black.
Under camera,
keep that.
You look pretty good.
Keep that, because if I get my little XC tab, maybe I'll wear that.
Are you guys dressing
you see James can sew, so she can sew it for you.
So what?
Paxton.
Oh. Nice. No doubt. All right. We're getting a little long in the tooth here.
We
are. Tammy, we have to take a break
do it.
Right now from all the madness to tell you guys about our sponsors, the first of which is MeUndies. Listen, I'm not even going to read the paragraph. You guys have heard us talk about MeUndies ad nauseum. I'm willing to bet all the money in my pocket right now, which admittedly is only 50 cents that I keep just in case I have to park someplace that doesn't have one of those card parkers.
Mm.
Nonetheless, I'm willing to bet all that right now. Put that on the line that Tim Gettys is wearing MeUndies.
It's true. I am.
Are you wearing MeUndies?
I am. Of course I am. I am every single day of my life.
See this 50 cents MeUndies? Paying it right back to myself.
Damn.
Right back to myself.
Damn. There you go.
Let me tell you something about MeUndies right now. They're not just underwear. Did you know that? They got these things called lounge pants.
Woo!
And they are made from the same micromodal fabric as their undies, which are super, super soft. How soft? 3 times softer than cotton.
3 times.
These are fantastic. MeUndies also love celebrating the fall season with fun Halloween prints. Check out their latest jack-o'-lantern prints in MeUndies, socks, and bralettes. They got it all across the board. The best part, when you join the MeUndies membership, you can get all this stuff, lounge pants, tees, and undies, everything MeUndies makes for less than anyone else. Special member pricing is just one of those many perks of joining the membership. You were wearing one of the shirts yesterday, right?
I was wearing a shirt yesterday. Right now in the chat, Justin Ryan Bear says he's wearing MeUndies. And guess what? I'm sure he loves them.
Justin Ryan Bear, if you're wearing MeUndies and someone's around you that you feel comfortable sharing that with, pull them out. Show them to them. Why not?
Ask them. Ask them, how many times softer do you think this is than other underwear?
Yeah.
And if they don't know it's 3 times softer, you tell them. Educate them.
That's what we like to do here on this channel. We like to entertain, but first and foremost, educate people. Mm-hmm. We've said this time and time again, we love these underwear. Guess what? If you don't love them, doesn't matter. 100% satisfaction guarantee. You're going to love these undies, but if you're not into them, MeUndies will do whatever they can to get you in the right pair. And if they can't, keep them and they'll refund you. So it really is risk-free to try the best underwear ever. Here's the offer right now. Listen. Shh. You smell that? MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For the first time purchasers, when you purchase MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. That's 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. Yeah, that's more than 99.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. That's MeUndies.com/morning. All right. Next up, we have StockX. Also, a big fan of StockX.
Big fan of StockX.
I like how I said that like Yoda, but then I was like, I'll back into it. It's a Yoda joke. Why not?
It worked.
Who knows?
I mean, you got there.
Ever wonder how to get the hottest new sneakers, the ones that barely hit shelves? The answer is StockX, a revolutionary new marketplace for buying and selling 100% authentic sneakers, streetwear, watches, and handbags. Millions are already using StockX to find everything after it sells out, from the latest Yeezys, to every retro Jordan, to the hottest new streetwear and brand from brands like Supreme, BAP, Palace.
Bape.
Why do I keep saying BAP? Bape.
It's Bathing Ape.
Oh, cool. Palace and Kith. Did I say that right?
I don't know about that one.
K-I-T-H? It doesn't matter. Even allows users to buy and sell pre-owned excellent condition luxury handbags and watches from brands like Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Gucci, Rolex, Omega, Tudor, and more.
It is not an exaggeration to say that StockX has changed my life.
It's fun. I downloaded the app just to look at stuff.
That sounds like an exaggeration, but no. Let me tell you why it's not. Because all my life, I've been into retro Jordans, and they've always been such a pain to get. You never know if they're authentic. You always know they weren't authentic if you were getting them off eBay. But now, boom, super easy. StockX, guaranteed to be authentic. You buy, it's for way cheaper than you'd normally get in other places. And it's fantastic. You can find a bunch of shoes that you always wanted, but you had to wait for them to be re-released. Now you can just get the retros from someone else. It's awesome.
Done and done. If you guys want to check out StockX, go to StockX.com/morning. StockX.com/morning. StockX. Now you know. Joey.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm pulling up the winner for today.
Oh, right on. I have it in front of me. I can read it. Okay, I just wanted to see if you're still awake over there.
I am still awake, but I was looking at the chat, and because I'm a little rusty because I've been gone, I forgot that this is the part where you kick it to me.
That's fine.
Kick it.
Cool, chilling. Of course, there are 4 ways to win if you guys want to take part in supporting the show and being entered to win the giveaway that we do daily here, Monday through Friday, 11:53-ish every show. Of course, you can be in the Twitch chat. You can be a Twitch subscriber. You can support us at the $2 above level on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygame. All 4 of those ways amplify your ways to win. And congratulations from the Twitch chat today. Strick Nine. There it is. Got to it eventually. Strick Nine from Twitch. You have won Reigns, Game of Thrones on Steam. That sounds wrong?
No, that's right.
Okay, cool. Congratulations. Of course, we'll pick another winner tomorrow. And it's 11:54. We're going to go into the old 3-3 right
Let's
now.
Let's do it.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you know what? You're missing out. You got to come watch live because this is our chance to talk to you and your chance to talk to us. Lexi Gunner says congrats. You know what, Lexi Gunner? You congrats.
Congrats to you.
Congrats to yourself. Mm-hmm. Tim, now that you've seen Long Long Man commercial, do you agree we should do a KF remake of the commercial with you and Gia as the couple and Nick as the Long Long Man, says Mr. Yasman 300.
We haven't watched the commercial yet.
It's 6 minutes long.
But we need to because, what a horrible sentence that is.
Long Long Man?
I have to be honest.
It's really funny, and the comment he's making right now is also hilarious. If you guys did it the way he's saying, it'd be really good.
I'm fair. That's fair. I'll watch it later, or maybe never. Let's see. Ark Anderson's Nick, I love your hair. That's all. I appreciate you. Thank you for the compliment. Tim, did you hear about Roman Reigns? Yeah, we talked about that a little yesterday.
It's sad. You know, obviously, hope he gets through it, I'm sure that he will.
He has leukemia, right?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
And he's had it, and then he like beat it for a while, but now it's back. It's this whole thing.
Did people know that he had it before?
I don't know. I'm not too in on the Roman Reigns stuff, but I think they're doing it this really well, where it's like they're making it a big deal, making a lot of awareness of leukemia, and they're doing a whole like charity drive for it. So it's like really good using their platform. WWE is a big deal. So
okay,
good stuff. Okay.
Let's see. We've gone into submarine mode right now. Amy Gill says, love you all. Love you back, Amy. Thank you very much.
I like Academic Pig's question. Who would survive the Titanic sinking, a gorilla or a bear?
I feel like they both freeze to death. Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like
the bear would probably
swim
a little better.
Yeah, has better swimming
capabilities. Because they can hunt in cold water.
Neither would survive very long.
I don't think the gorilla... Do gorillas swim?
I've seen gorillas frolicking.
Because bears do this. They do the dog paddle.
In country, they do.
And they just get in there. That's a good point. Griffith Theory says, what about the polar bears? Polar bears could survive in that water.
Not for long.
Longer than the gorilla?
Is there polar gorillas?
Yes. No, there are not. Yes, it would survive longer than the gorilla.
I was like, Kevin knows a lot, but I don't think there's a polar gorilla.
There is no polar gorilla.
I'm not sure, but that one didn't check out of my brain.
It's like when you're playing Smash Bros. And you have to do the alternate costume and you choose the albino Donkey Kong.
Yeah, albino. There are albino gorillas.
You're right, yeah.
That is true. If you haven't seen Rampage... you know, whatever. I was going to recommend it, but it's not good.
Someone asked about who is better at bongoing, bears or gorillas, and the answer is clearly gorillas if you've seen Tarzan.
Yeah, and
or
also
if you played Donkey
Kong. Just think about bears.
Gorillas can do that.
All right. This has been a little more subdued episode, but I like it.
I want to end it on one question that I want everybody to think about.
Go for it.
Is the pinky overrated as a sexual tool?
Wow.
Think about it today.
Overrated or underrated?
Answer, like, today there's no word of the day. Overrated. That's my stance.
I think it's underrated, personally. Really? Let us know what you think in the comments below this video on YouTube.
Question of the day.
Question of the day. Where does the pinky fall on your scale of sexual
tools?
There you are. Joey, thank you so much for joining us, Kev. As always, love you. Tim, you're the best. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT, with, I believe, Greg, and we'll probably talk more about his Ghostbusters costume. Until then, I love you. Kevin, please cut the feed.